101.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Police in Fairfax County are investigating a teenager's death yesterday as a possible hate crime, but they are not yet putting that label on it. Authorities found the body of a 17-year-old girl in a pond yesterday, a few hours after she was apparently taken by a man as she walked with some friends near the All Dulles Area Muslim Society in Sterling. Fairfax County Police later arrested Darwin Martinez-Torres, who is now charged with murder. Three young men facing murder charges are due in court today in Montgomery County for their initial court appearance. They were arrested over the weekend in the murders 2 weeks ago of two Northwest High School seniors the night before graduation. Police say they believe the killings were retaliation for an alleged robbery a few months ago that was possibly part of a drug deal gone bad. Authorities are investigating this morning the discovery of a body in the Potomac River near Roosevelt Island just a couple of hours ago. Vito Maggiolo is a spokesman for DC Fire and EMS.
They did locate a body in the water in the channel area between the Virginia shoreline and Roosevelt Island. And MPD is on the scene, and we're turning the matter over to MPD.
Maggiolo says it's not even clear yet if the body is that of a man or a woman. London police say it was a terrorist attack. A van struck pedestrians leaving a nearby mosque in North London last night, leaving several people injured. British Prime Minister Theresa May condemns the attack, saying her government is working to put an end to extremism and Islamophobia.
That is why this government will act to stamp out extremist and hateful ideology, both across society and on the internet, so it is denied a safe space to grow. It is why we will be reviewing our counter-terrorism strategy and ensuring that police and security services have the powers they need.
One person's been arrested in last night's attack. 5 days after one of its home fields made national news, the Alexandria Little League is formally reopening Simpson Park today.
To Alexandria Little League President Gus Chiarello, the field is more than just a home for baseball.
The kids out playing baseball, it's kind of a sense of where we are as community and as Americans.
They've had to move games to other fields since Wednesday, but tonight the home teams return to Simpson Park.
We have a game scheduled for 7, and we want to do something before.
Chiarello says he's invited the first responders from Wednesday, the police officers, firefighters, EMTs, to throw out the first pitch.
Something should be done to acknowledge what's occurred.
And he hopes it'll help the kids, too, to remind them it's not all evil in this world.
What happened, the act of bravery, are emblematic of those attributes that we try to embed in our kids to make them better citizens.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Less than 1 week is left until the end of Metro's SafeTrack effort. But not before a few more days of difficult commutes on the Red Line. The Shady Grove and Rockville stations are closed through Sunday.
There are plenty of alternative options, according to Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner.
Get on, Mark. Get on. Ride on.
Mark's Brunswick line goes to Union Station and makes stops at Metropolitan Grove, Rockville, Garrett Park, Kensington, and Silver Spring. The ride on Route 46 bus goes between Montgomery College, Rockville, and Medical Center. And if you decide to drive, the Montgomery County Department of Transportation's Neil Wolinen says his agencies
adjusting traffic signal timings throughout the county to improve bus operations and traffic flow.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For the next couple of days, Maryland is offering police training to help endangered children. A two-day training course for law enforcement is taking place today and tomorrow in Hanover. The course is taught by the Texas Department of Public Safety, which originally developed the course to help troopers identify and rescue endangered children. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,384. The NASDAQ at 61.52. Sports, the Nationals fall to the Mets. The Orioles beat the Cardinals. WNBA, the Mystics lose to Dallas. And Brooks Koepka wins the U.S. Open. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you have what it takes to become the next country superstar? Go to NashNextPresents.com and register today. You could win a recording contract and guaranteed radio airplay. Nash Next 2017, sponsored nationally by Country Inns and Suites.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine.
Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at zeroresdc.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Interstate 95 coming southbound prior to getting to the Beltway. That's where we have a crash. That's why we're slowing just after ICC. So do watch after Maryland's Route 200, the delays to the crash before you get to the exit for either loop of the Beltway. Once on the Beltway from 95 to George Avenue, slowing. 50 commuters heading through Bowie. Hold on, we have a crash inbound 50 near Freeway Airport. Do watch, there's still some activity at the scene. Virginia, on the inner loop of the Beltway, inner loop in Annandale past Little River Turnpike, incident to the shoulder. And I know you will be happy to hear this. If you're sitting in the backups coming out of Tyson's to get you past the toll road, great work by crews that have come up to the broken down car. Now the police got behind the car, VDOT truck blocked the right half of the Beltway, and they just pushed it out of the roadway. Thank you very much. Your travel lanes are now open again. That's inner loop north of the toll road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm morning on a southerly breeze, cold front on the march, enhanced risk for severe storms this afternoon. That from the Storm Prediction Center, meaning some strong winds to 60 plus miles per hour, maybe some large hail possible, some isolated tornadoes also possible, 87 degrees. Those storms linger into early tonight, then partly cloudy and 70, sunshine tomorrow, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 80 in Arlington, 80 in Bethesda, 77 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 8:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. This morning, Vince Colonnais and alongside Mary Walter on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Mary.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. And now we're extending that same happy Monday to David Drucker. He's a senior political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. He joins us this morning. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so a lot happening this weekend. The President of the United States has finally broken his Twitter silence, by the way, to promote his lawyer's media appearances, Jay Sekulow. He was appearing all weekend long on the Sunday shows, arguing that the president's not even under investigation. Break this down for us.
Well, look, this all stems from the president's tweet on Friday, in which he appeared to say or appeared to confirm that he is under federal investigation. The president didn't really argue with the tweet in the immediate, but you know, over in the ensuing hours and days, that his legal team has been busy pushing back, saying that that's not what the president meant when he complained in the tweet that he's under investigation for doing exactly what the Justice Department recommended that he do. Jay Sekulow, who's a very capable attorney, has gotten himself into a little bit of a rhetorical dance by, in some cases, saying that the president is but couldn't be. It's been a very, they've had a very difficult time as they're trying to explain that the president isn't under investigation, but even if he was, he couldn't be because he didn't do anything wrong. So they've just had a very difficult time, and it all, as usual, stems from, you know, what I like to say is one tweet far. I mean, you can debate the president's tweets. Some believe it helps him, and there is some evidence to that. Some believe it hurts him. There's evidence to that. Usually, since he's become president, there's a case where he gets a little bit over his skis at some point and gets himself into a little bit of hot water. The only reason we're discussing this, regardless of what the facts are, is because of his tweet.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to just switch gears here just a little bit because there's so much we wanted to talk to you about. The race in Georgia, I know you wrote a piece about this with John Ossoff running against Handel here, Handel being the Republican. It is the most expensive race in history, congressional race in history. And now the GOP is trying to tie Ossoff, John Ossoff, to Nancy Pelosi, Jane Fonda, and Kathy Griffin. How are they doing that?
Well, they've been running ads and dropping mail pieces and door knockers that basically say if you elect John Ossoff, you're electing another vote for Nancy Pelosi. The Republicans have found Nancy Pelosi to be the biggest motivator they have in terms of trying to get their voters out, especially in a special election scenario where turnout can be uncertain. Now, look, this race has become a whole new animal because there's so much attention. The advertising is so heavy that it's not like anybody down there, and I found this when I was down there, everybody knows that today, that tomorrow is election day for this race. So it's not going to be the usual sleepy election, special election that most people aren't paying attention to. They're all paying attention to it. And look, I mean, it's a close race, and so as an extra motivator to those lower propensity voters who will vote Republican if they actually show up, Republicans have been digging deep and trying to basically, you know, push them to the voting booth by Tyne and the Kathy Griffin, who obviously got into trouble for that tweet in which she was holding a replica of Trump's severed head. Jane Fonda was an interesting one to me. She's a long-time old standby bogeyman for Republicans trying to scare up votes. So, you know, interesting to see what happens tomorrow. But the Republicans are you know, doing everything they can, again, to get those lower propensity voters out, because there are more Republican votes to be had, generally speaking, than there are Democratic votes in that district, if they can get enough of them to show up.
It would be nice if the Republicans showed the same fervor in defending their commander in chief, their leader, Donald Trump.
I want to ask you about this Ossoff race because of how expensive it is. Mary mentioned that price point. The fact that John Ossoff, based on New York Times numbers, has raised over $23 million for a House race versus Karen Handel's $4 million or so, that's just unbelievable figures. And I got to believe that people look at that and they're like, look, this is a close race, but the corrupting influence of that much money in politics is kind of out of control now.
Well, look, everybody has an opinion about money in politics. Usually people that feel they're being outspent think it's corrupting. And unless you want to clamp down further on free speech and people's ability to give money to candidates they believe in, there's not much that's going to be done about it. The reason so much money was raised in this race by John Ossoff is because you have liberal activists all over the country who are limited by how much they can give. I mean, they can only give $2,500 in total. To Ossoff at a clip, they gave because they're motivated to try and send a message to the president. It's what's interesting is that I still think he ends up losing at the end of the day, despite all the money he spent. And it's unclear that he would be this competitive if not for the fact that he had spent all this money. And look, next year Democrats are not going to be able to spend $25 million on every race, so it's going to be a much different environment. But you know, money in politics, this is just the way it works, and it's really been for Democrats, and this is one thing. They may lose the race, but I think one thing is true. They definitely are motivated. They definitely have energy, because the reason they're giving to this guy is because it's the only game in town, and they really want to try and impact this race and send a message to the Republicans.
And he can't even vote for himself because he doesn't live in the district, which is amazing to me. And yet he's, depending on the polls, he's leading. They're going to vote for someone who doesn't even live in the area he's going to represent.
Well, my point is, it just took a lot of money to get there. That's all.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I just very quickly wanted to touch on another story that's in the Washington Examiner about whether or not President Trump is under investigation. According to the story that is here is that special counsel Robert Mueller hasn't decided whether to investigate President Trump. You've got Pierre Thomas from ABC News saying that plans to talk to someone in the my sources are telling me he's begun some preliminary planning with plans to talk to some people in the administration, but he's not yet made that decision, which now that counteracts the story that was in the Washington Post that said absolutely President Trump is now under investigation for obstruction. So which one do we believe?
Right. This whole thing, and then that's why I think, by the way, that I think Trump would be in a much better position if just talking about this.
I'm with you.
Focused on his own agenda. It would make it easier for Republicans to help him, and it would make it easier for him to help himself. A lot of the discussion over the past 4 days about the issue of obstruction is based on the fact the president, throughout the week last week, kept tweeting about it. And so instead of tweeting about, you know, the various pieces of his legislative agenda, his policy agenda, he's tweeted about this in some fashion or another, whether it's the pushback on the investigators or whether it's the pushback on the media. And as satisfying and cathartic as this can be to a lot of his supporters, I think at the end of the day, because he's president, it doesn't really serve him. I also think he's missing an opportunity to support the idea of investigating Russian meddling, because there is a case to be made that there was Russian meddling. The intelligence services believe there was Russian meddling. Nobody's really said that Trump colluded, but Trump seems to take the investigation in and of itself as an affront to his victory in November, and he seems to equate the two in many ways more than a lot of other people. And so I think, given his impact on the news cycle by what he says, and he's the president of the United States, so that would happen absent all the tweeting, I think he could actually direct the coverage in a different way if he would allow himself to do so. I doubt he will.
All right. Well, David Drucker, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time and discussing the ins and outs and the happenings in Washington, D.C. Have a great week, and thank you.
Thanks a lot.
And in Georgia.
I'm sorry?
All the ins and outs in D.C. and Georgia this
yes.
week.
Yes. Well, that will wind up in D.C., yes. See? So even looking ahead. We need to check the roadways because we have to get you to work because that's important. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. And absolutely, when we're a little bit groggy on a Monday morning trying to get going, we had the earlier incident. It was minor, 295 northbound. As you come off the Beltway, it's cleared and those delays gone. So you're okay until just about north of Naval Research Lab, the volume that takes you up onto the 11th Street Bridge and also onto the Douglas Bridge on the South Capitol Street. So be ready for that. George Washington Parkway getting better. Southbound GW Parkway now, the delays begin near the overlooks and that gets you past the Key Bridge where we had some police department activity in that area. Northbound a little bit slow too, but it looks like your travel lane should be open. 50 coming through Annapolis and Bowie, slowest stretch to get past a freeway airport crash. They were trying to contain that to the shoulder. Closed is Shady Grove's Metro Station, and that is a scheduled project. Shady Grove is closed. Rockville Station's both closed. We are now under Safe Track Surge 16. And with these closures, shuttle bus service is set up. So if you didn't know that, it's underway today. It goes all week through Sunday. They do have shuttle buses set up, but it will take extra time for sure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today's scattered thunderstorms during the morning are going to become more widespread as the day goes on. Storms could contain damaging winds with high of 87 today. Chance of rain 90%. Tonight, thunderstorms during the evening will give way to partly cloudy skies after midnight with a low around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 89. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 81 degrees at 818 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm. Part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
I was just talking with David Drucker about the fact that the White House is insisting now that President Trump is not under investigation. That was according to Jay Sekulow, one of the president's lawyers who got into it. Feisty debate with Fox News' Chris Wallace this weekend. Let's check in on what that sounded like.
You've now said that he is being investigated after saying that you didn't.
No.
You just said,
no,
sir, that he's being, you just said that he's being investigated.
No, Chris, I said that the anything. Let me be crystal clear so you completely understand. We have not received, nor are we aware of any investigation of the President of the United States.
Sir, you just said two times that he's being investigated.
No. The context of the tweet, I just gave you the legal theory, Chris, of how the Constitution works. If, in fact, it was correct that the president was being investigated, he would be investigating for taking action that an agency told him to take. So that is protected under the Constitution as his Article I power. That's all I said. So I appreciate you trying to rephrase it, but I'm just being
I didn't rephrase it. Jay, this tape will speak for itself. You said he is being investigated, and it's not
Chris,
just being... And,
he
and,
is,
wait a minute,
I just,
wait a
no,
minute,
Chris,
Jay. Jay, and it's not Chris, Jay. Not fair, it's Chris. Not just being investigated for firing Comey. There's also the question of what he said to Comey when Comey was still the FBI director. So there's more than just the fact that he fired Comey.
Chris, let me be clear. You asked me a question about what the president's tweet was regarding the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. That's what you asked me. And I responded to what that legal theory would be. So I do not appreciate you putting words in my mouth when I've been crystal clear that the president is not and has not been under investigation. I don't think I could be any clearer than that.
All right. So the president crystal is not clear. Under investigation, regardless of what word salad it took to get there. He's not under investigation.
Well, what he said, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
His team has not been notified of any investigation.
Right.
Which the devil is in the details. They have not been notified, which doesn't mean it hasn't happened. Or it isn't happening. They just haven't gotten to the point where he's being notified.
So what he should have said, instead of saying there is not an investigation of the president of the United States, period, he should have said there's not an investigation of the president of the United States, question mark. Because, as you pointed out, and as Joe DiGenova pointed out, sometimes they conduct these investigations without contacting the person they're investigating for fear that they'll tip them off or give them, you know, some sort of leverage in that. So anyway, what we know right now, though, and this is helpful information that Jay Sekulow presented us, the president hasn't been contacted. And we typically know that, you know, when the FBI is not contacting people who are the subjects of investigations, chances are there's not much of an investigation going on there.
Well, what's interesting is this piece in the Examiner where Pierre Thomas, the ABC senior justice correspondent on ABC This Week, was talking about this, and he said, my sources are telling me he, being Mueller, has begun some preliminary planning, plans to talk to some people in the administration, but he's not yet made that momentous decision to go for a full-scale investigation. And he goes on to say, now Mueller faces a huge decision. Does he believe the president, who says there's no wrongdoing here, or does he go after the president in the way James Comey wants him to? Which is very interesting, because James Comey shouldn't have any influence on whether Robert Mueller does whatever Robert Mueller decides to do. James Comey should not have any influence, and that statement, if James Comey does have influence, Mueller has to recuse himself. We're back to that again. And we're back.
Well, James Comey, people are shopping on James Comey's wish list for sure, because that guy got exactly what he wanted. He gets fired, he leaks specifically to get special counsel, and he gets Robert Mueller appointed. Whoa, that's a lot of power for a guy who's just a random civilian these days.
I'm going to tell James Comey I want to win like Publishers Clearinghouse or the lottery or something and see what he could do for me. It is 822 on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
There's still time to enroll in one of UMUC's cybersecurity master's degree or our MBA program starting July 5th. Our advisors can help develop the right plan for you. To earn a respected degree, get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
McMillan's sedation dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
One Touch Ultra meter users. You asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the One Touch Vario Flex meter with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your Walgreens pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the One Touch Vario Flex meter today. And remember, One Touch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
25. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Boy, we need to get our cars serviced. A lot of broken downs this morning. The one in Maryland on 95, now out of the travel lane, south on 95 near 212 Beltsville. However, delays back near the ICC as a result. Now, once you get past the activity, we're still checking it out. Slow still from 95 to Georgia Avenue, so still the pretty heavy normal commute there. 50 Maryland commuters coming past Freeway Airport with the crash should be to the shoulder there. There were a couple broken downs in Virginia as well. Inner loop of the Beltway near 236 and the inner loop north of the toll road, those have both been cleared over to the shoulders. For 395, the crash at Duke Street, that is now gone. And in fact, that pace getting much better. Heaviest stretch will be from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big storms possible this afternoon. A few showers possible this morning. Maybe a thunderstorm, a gusty breeze this afternoon. Severe storms contain strong winds and hail, 87 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 81 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
Father's bigger.
Just celebrated Father's Day, and by the way, happy Father's Day to both Vince and Mike McKay here in studio.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Sure. But according to a latest Rasmussen poll, they did one for Mother's Day, they did one for Father's Day. 70% of American adults deem fatherhood the ultimate task a man must accomplish during his lifetime.
I'd agree with that. I can barely feed a parking meter, so entrusting me with a child is a big step.
But what was interesting is when I sent you this piece, when I saw this, I immediately said, my goodness, could you imagine if 70% of Americans said that motherhood was the biggest achievement a woman could achieve during her lifetime? People would scream bloody murder that it's a sexist poll. Am I wrong?
And you're not wrong to assess the numbers that way. Apparently, the number of Americans who view motherhood as the most important role has reached an all-time low. So while the fatherhood thing seems high, it's reached an all-time low of people thinking that motherhood is the most important role for a woman. It's a very, very upsetting trend.
And for Mother's Day this year, Bazaar put out a piece about Amal Clooney being pregnant. And they say society's specific glorification of motherhood, the repeated emphasis that it is a woman's most important job, implies that a woman's main purpose is not to change the world. It's just to serve as a vessel for younger women and future men.
I thought they believed in science. This is about sustaining the species, people. Get with it.
It is 828 on WMAL.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
And coming up on WMAL, we'll have an update for you on the shooting of those Maryland teens, possible drug robbery gone bad. But we'll give you all the details. There's some news there. And also some good news. We have some entertainment news. Well, it's bittersweet news, good news and sad news.
Wow. How did that work? We'll find out, I guess.
It is. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Police say the death of a 17-year-old girl in Northern Virginia is being investigated as a possible hate crime, but they also say there is no indication yet that it was. The victim was apparently assaulted by a man near a mosque in Sterling early yesterday as she was walking with some friends. Her body was found a few hours later in a pond in Fairfax County. Police have charged Darwin Martinez Torres with murder. Three men charged with murder are expected to make their first court appearances today in Montgomery County to answer to the charges that they shot and killed two Northwest High School seniors a couple of weeks ago on the night before graduation. British police say they are treating last night's van attack near a mosque as a terror attack. Prime Minister Theresa May says the incidents like this test the bonds of shared belief in freedom and liberty.
At the heart of that bond is a belief in the fundamental freedoms and liberties that we all cherish. The freedom of speech, the freedom to live how we choose, and yes, the freedom to practice religion in peace.
One person is in custody. New this morning, Russia's defense ministry now says that it will treat U.S.-led coalition planes in Syria, west of the Euphrates River, as targets after the U.S. military shot down a Syrian Air Force jet yesterday. Japan's Coast Guard is investigating why it took nearly an hour for a deadly collision between a U.S. Navy destroyer and a container ship to be reported. In the meantime, new details are coming out about the seven U.S. sailors who died in the accident.
All of them dying in what would have otherwise been a routine operation for the Navy aboard a guided missile destroyer, which collided in the early morning hours of Saturday morning here locally in Japan with a container ship some three times its size.
Correspondent Alexandra Field checking your money. The Dow opens today at 21,384, the NASDAQ at 61,52. Sports, the Mets avoid the sweep with a win over the Nationals. The Orioles beat St. Louis. WNBA, the Mystics lose, and 27-year-old Brooks Koepka gets his first major win at the U.S. Open. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221 or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
Hey, everybody. How would you like to update your home with new carpet, hardwood, or laminate? Richard Karn here with Christine Polera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? They always bring a wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home in your lighting with your decor.
And the day of installation, well, let me tell you, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floor's free installation sale. That's free installation on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
The Marlins.
Moore hammers one. The Marlins have the lead.
In this game, no one's ever counted out. Bryce Harper.
See you later.
That's why you always come out swinging. Fighting till the end versus winning from the start. Hit for the social site. Nationals, Marlins. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson 2.
Ain't baseball great?
Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we still have a bit of activity. George Washington Parkway southbound after the Key Bridge. That was causing us a little bit of an extra delay through that stretch. Taking the Chain Bridge, that's slowing come off in Chain Bridge Road. And Canal Road, just seeing volume here heading into Georgetown, but nothing reported along the way. Now, across the Wilson Bridge, getting better. We had two separate accidents, Interloop near 210 and those local lanes. They've been cleared for a while. Delays near St. Barnabas Road, Interloop of the Virginia Beltway leaving Springfield toward Annandale. The initial broken down was near 236 that caused those big delays. And then sitting in that stop and go, we had a crash in the backups as you head from 95 toward Braddock Road. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Eyes in the sky and ears to the sky this afternoon. Even though we may have a few showers this morning, maybe a thunderstorm, the better chance of widespread thunderstorms this afternoon. They could contain strong winds, hail, maybe an isolated tornado, 87 degrees. Thunderstorms linger into early tonight, then partly cloudy down near 70. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, up to 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Chantilly, 79 in Bowie, 81 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 8:37 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Busy news day, as usual. Vince Colonnais is here alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Vince.
So we've got an update for you. You've been hearing a little bit about it in WMAL News, where they've been covering this, of course. You know, a couple weeks ago, it was Monday, I believe, June 5th, two Maryland teenagers were found dead in their car in Montgomery, in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And you had these teens were killed in a blue Civic, bullet-riddled, and there weren't a tremendous amount of answers, and now police have made three arrests. So we've got these three arrests. I mean, I'll just read the suspects' names, first of all. The suspects were identified as 25-year-old Jose Canales Yanes, 19-year-old Roger Garcia, and 24-year-old Edgar Garcia Gaona. Each has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. Police are now saying that they believe that this was all in retaliation for an alleged drug robbery. That sometime in late 2016, one of the decedents here, Shadi Adi Najjar, who was 17 years old, actually may have robbed one of the assailant's girlfriends. An iPad has been brought up that she claimed in a police report, apparently, that an iPad was stolen. So now we have three arrests, and it it looks like both victims, remember I told you, Shadi Adi Najjar, who was directly involved with these guys, he was also accompanied by 18-year-old Artem Zibarov, who was in the car as well. Zibarov seems like he may have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time, sitting in the passenger seat of that vehicle when they were ambushed. Police believe the arrangement may have had something to do with the fact that the men were looking to, quote-unquote, buy access to the graduation. They wanted to buy a graduation ticket off of Najjar, who had one to sell, apparently. So they had a text arrangement. They show up at this parking lot, and that's when they were ambushed, and upwards of, and they believe 30 rounds were fired. And in Najjar's case, it looks like the men actually stole his cell phone, probably trying to stop the cops from figuring out who arranged the meet in the first place. They're probably trying to prevent them from getting access to the text messages. Clearly, that didn't stop the police. They were able to find the text messages and figure out some more about this. They were helped along by an informant who was able to identify the three men.
It was just so sad because this was, I vividly remember, you know, it was the night before their graduation. And it's, you know, for parents, it's such a proud time. Your child's graduating from college and going on to what is just the most, I think, the most exciting time of your life, your late teens and into your 20s. That period of, say, 10 years from 19 to 29, 30 is such an exciting period of time in your life. All the decisions you make in that period of time are pretty much going to set you on your path for life. And it's over something stupid. If that is what this is about, just over somebody apparently stole her iPad, allegedly, over something stupid, you shoot two people? It's just crazy. It's just so senseless.
There have been some questions. There have been some questions now about, you know, what's the immigration status of all of the men involved? And that has become, unfortunately, a routine question in cases, especially involving Montgomery County. Steve Burns took down Chief Manger's words and said, who said, quote, "I don't know the answer to that. I know that at least one of them has been arrested on previous occasions. And to my knowledge, there were no ICE detainers filed in the case. But I don't know the answer. I don't know their immigration status." So that remains a question today.
And Steve Burns is with our WMAL news team. He's a great, great, great reporter. Just quickly, an update also on the Virginia woman, Nabra Hassanin, 17 years old. She was walking with friends near the Adams Center, the All Dulles Area Muslim Center, about 4 a.m. on Sunday after Ramadan prayers. And they got into some kind of dispute with a guy who drove past them in a car. That's what we're hearing. All right. The friends told authorities that the driver got out of the car with a baseball bat. So the teen scattered. He attacked Hassanin. So the friends regrouped at the Adams Center, and mosque officials contacted the police. Well, according to Fairfax County Police Department, remains were discovered Sunday afternoon in a pond about 2 miles from the mosque. They are believed to be those of Nabra Hassanin, who went missing after this attack. An autopsy will confirm and the identity and cause of death. A baseball bat was also recovered. And as helicopters and police dogs and everybody and rescue teams were looking for her, an officer spotted Darwin Martinez Torres, 22, driving suspiciously in the area. He was arrested and charged with murder on Sunday, and he's being held in Fairfax County Jail. So there has to be more than suspicious driving or driving suspiciously for them to arrest him for murder.
Sure.
There had to be more there. So they're going to conduct, obviously, a more thorough investigation.
You know, it's what a tragedy. One of the things that jumps out to me about this story, as many of these stories do, is that police are also considering whether or not it's a bias incident, as in whether or not hate they crime. Want to charge him with a hate crime. I don't know why we have to categorize crimes differently at all based on what's in the motives in the killer's mind. It's heinous. Treat it heinously. Charge it heinously. Sentence it heinously. But what does it even matter? The point is establish whether or not he's guilty, and that's it. And get a conviction. But this whole concept of, okay, but what was he thinking when he did this? Give him a triple life sentence because he was thinking the wrong thing. He killed a girl, if this is true. He killed her. Charge him appropriately.
I agree with you. I think we need to do away with hate crimes. Instead, we are expanding them to protect every group except white men and Christians. White men and Christians are the only groups that aren't protected. Everybody else is special. And I agree with you with this idea of hate crime. So if this had been a 17-year-old boy, white boy walking down the street and got into an argument with the guy, that death wouldn't be as heinous as if it's a 17-year-old Muslim girl.
And we've got to also just remember, every time we have one of these cases, now you have to expend resources to establish whether or not it was a hate crime. There were additional crimes on top. I don't know why we do it as a society.
I'm with you.
The justice system should be just consistent across the board. Insanity, hate, whatever was in his mind. It should hardly make a difference.
Well, Animal Farm, some animals are more equal than others, right? And that's exactly what this is about. But I feel so sorry. That's just such a sad, sad story. So we want to give you an update on that as well. It is 844 on WMAL.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Number one, be the first to contact key players in the process. First impressions count. Number two, at the end of the day, divorce law, like politics, is very local. Be sure your attorney knows well your judge and his courthouse, which in family court amounts to a king in his kingdom. Number three, timing in divorce, as in everything else, is important. Passage of time always helps one side of the table, but never both. Know which side you're sitting on and act accordingly. For more info, check out dadsdivorce.com. It's a great resource, and it's free.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at cordellcordell.com. That's cordellcordell.com.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, what you need to know on the George Washington Parkway is that it's getting better. Southbound GW Parkway, we're no longer slammed back near 123. The delays is pretty much as you pass the overlooks now and heading down toward the inbound Key Bridge, or if you're heading to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Inbound Key Bridge and onto M Street with the volume, rush hour, and then slow traffic there. On the Virginia Beltway inner loop, very slow, leaving Springfield through Annandale. Crews were searching in these backups, report of an incident. They're coming up short, so just be cautious, please. Wilson Bridge, your backups are starting to ease just before 210 now. From Maryland into Virginia, out of Virginia, no delays to the Wilson Bridge. Getting to the Legion Bridge, that inner loop side near the toll road, you'll have that stop and go. And for Maryland 95 South, the broken down near 212, that's been cleared. And delays on 95 are getting better, but the outer loop, we're still pretty solid from College Park to Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm morning on a southerly breeze, cold front on the march, enhanced risk for severe storms this afternoon. That from the Storm Prediction Center, meaning some strong winds to 60-plus miles per hour, maybe some large hail possible, some isolated tornadoes also possible, 87 degrees. Those storms linger into early tonight, then partly cloudy and 70, sunshine tomorrow, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 81 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
I look so deep in your eyes, I touch on you more and more every time. When you leave, I'm begging you.
The boss is going to be running in here any second. He loves the queen. He loves the queen bee.
Queen bee?
He loves Beyonce. And congratulations to Beyonce and Jay-Z. They welcome a boy and a girl, twins. We're just found out about it this weekend. However, according to Life and Style magazine, she gave birth to them earlier last week. Doctors have not allowed the babies to leave the hospital just yet. Well, they're twins. The twins, according to TMZ, the twins have a, quote, minor issue, and they've remained in the hospital for nearly a week after their birth. So we don't know. We have no names. Nothing.
This is amazing. Beyonce can protect leaks better than the Trump administration.
Oh, very true.
That's, the names haven't even leaked out. Come on. This hospital staff must be making a ton of coin to stay quiet.
The names have yet to be announced. They're expected to be okay, but it's unclear when mommy and babies will be able to go home. Apparently, they got busted because someone was seen bringing flowers into the hospital, and on the card with the woman was toting into the hospital's big flower arrangement, you could see the name. So that's how people knew that it was going, that Beyonce.
Well, there's no names. It was just initials.
It was,
right?
Yeah, B and J.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah, so that's how
it could just be out. Beyonce and Jay-Z, but who knows.
It could be, maybe not, but apparently, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. So we'll get the names hopefully soon and hope mom and babies are out quickly and feeling better. In other news.
Toga, 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 toga,
classic movie.
Toga,
classic movie.
Toga,
Animal House. Everybody's got to watch Animal House. That movie was made on a shoestring budget and has just become absolutely iconic. But sad news. TMZ has learned that Stephen Furst, who played Flounder, died at his home in Ventura County, Ventura County, California, early Friday morning. He was surrounded by his friends and his family. His son Nathan and his brother Griff said he was a beloved husband, father, and kind friend whose memory will always be a blessing. He played a Kent Flounder Dorfman, the one who they took his car and went on a road trip. They epitomized college road trips in that movie. Took the car and went on the road trip. You've seen it, right, Vince?
I've seen, of course. Portions of Animal House.
I don't know if I've ever seen it in its entirety.
Although I did own a shirt that said college on it, and I have drank directly from a Jack Daniel's bottle before.
Okay.
So I feel like I've been part of the
I'm going to sit you down and make you watch the whole thing. It's a great. He was also in Saint Elsewhere right after that. He was known for being in Saint Elsewhere. He apparently battled diabetes for years, became a spokesperson for the American Diabetes Association. So, you know, good news, but also sad news both at the same time. Very bittersweet.
We lose one, we get two.
Yes.
Not a bad deal. We get some twins today.
You lose one flounder and you get two. And a boy and a girl, good for them, because they have a daughter. So now they have another daughter and a boy. Listen to this. According to Life and Style magazine, for the nursery, for the two new ones.
Yes.
They spent $500,000 on the nursery.
Of course, it's Beyonce and Jay-Z.
$500,000 on a nursery for your children. Yeah, what is wrong with you?
It's just me and my wife just like painting our own nursery.
Exactly. And you painted it in a color.
Can you imagine if we were Beyonce and Jay-Z right now?
Like a non-committal color so that you don't have to worry about having to paint it again when they get older. You just do it once and you're done with it.
My goodness. It's pretty nice. If you're going to have babies in the Beyonce Jay-Z household, have a lot of them because you've got enough money to take care of a bunch.
It's unbelievable.
Twins is a good start.
Half a million. 851 on WMAL.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Especially as a first-time parent, a lot of other moms and dads are going to tell you what they think is best for your child. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. One of the most heated debates around caring for newborns has to do with breastfeeding. Is it better? And if so, what are the benefits? Science has proven that yes, breast is best when it comes to keeping babies healthy in the short term. But according to a new study out of Ireland, breastfeeding has little to no impact on long-term cognitive development and behavior. So why do some people think it does? Confounding variables, says one expert, like a parent's education and their income. What's most important? Building a strong relationship between parent and child. And there are ways to do this other than breastfeeding. What's going to be best for you is ultimately your decision to make, along with your doctor. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 855-858-5807 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 855-858-5807 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call Augusta today at 855-858-5807.
Napa Know-How.
Why should you grab Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $5.59 a quart at Napa? Two words. Road trip. To see the biggest ball of twine or a crater shaped like Abe Lincoln. Because if your ride isn't running strong, all you're going to see is the side of the road. Valvoline Synthetic Oil. Just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Some days sound like this.
Hurry up, you're gonna be late.
Oh, I can't find my shoes.
And on those days, you don't want to hear this.
Thank you for calling. Please hold.
That's why at Comcast, we've built an app that lets you choose a time for us to call you. So you don't have to wait on hold. And why we're committed to being on time, every time. With 2-hour appointment windows, 7 days a week, day or night. If we're ever late, we'll credit your account $20. We're even opening up Xfinity stores near you, where you can try out all our new technology and find out how to get the most out of your service. We're making things easier, so your day can sound more like this.
Hurry up! The movie's about to start!
Okay, we're coming!
Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
It's 8:55 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And you enjoy your day, Jamie.
Absolutely. You too. And everyone's still trying to get things sorted out under SafeTrack Surge 16. It's our first morning of this with the rush hour, where we had the 5-mile stretch of the red line shut down between Shady Grove and Twin Brook, and two stations completely closed will be Shady Grove Station and Rockville Station. They are not open, but they have shuttle buses set up, and this goes through Sunday. Now, next Sunday, I should say. On the roads we go, top side of the Beltway. We're still slow, 95 and around to George Avenue. Pretty much seeing some improvement and easing quickly here to the Wilson Bridge, to the Legion Bridge. Your delays interloop near 66 to the bridge span. Also interloop leaving Springfield to Annandale. We've had a lot of stop and go. The earlier broken down. 395, you've cleared out Beltway to Shirlington, but hang on. Here we go past the Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge with the delay to the freeway, but nothing reported there. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather, a decent bet for the afternoon. A few showers this morning, maybe a thunderstorm. Widespread thunderstorms could contain damaging winds and hail today, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 81 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes. Ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder that 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site for smart companies like yours. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website, and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store?
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our Autocraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at advanceautoparts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating Carquest stores.
This is such a blow to invest.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We're waiting for the market to open in a
second. It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
On Mornings on the Mall. Democrats are having a temper tantrum today.
Yeah.
So we will have all the details on the Democrat temper tantrum. You know, this is almost like a temper tantrum a day.
Well,
Well, it is what eight-year-olds do, right?
Yeah, temper you got to get your reps in.
Absolutely. Speaking of temper tantrums, here at Event, the
indeed,
one and only Chris
indeed
Bland.
Indeed I am. Well, I got to say, the weekend that was, it was Wild and Woolly One right up to last night with the